Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Let's get some extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule from Block Club Chicago with our report this morning. Stephanie, let's talk about Uber and Lyft drivers pushing for the right to unionize. What's this going to mean for us?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Rideshare drivers from across Illinois, they're coming together to push for legislation that would allow more than 100,000 Uber and Lyft drivers statewide to unionize and bargain collectively. The drivers we spoke to say they're taking the step because, you know, they're worried about their safety, and they also want to organize around pay and benefit issues. One of the drivers we spoke to said he now earns about half of what he made when he started driving in 2018, despite spending far more time on the road, like 12 to 16 hour shifts. A new bill being considered by state lawmakers would create this legal framework that would allow them to unionize. And, currently they're banned from unionizing because they're considered independent contractors.
Right.
After organizing in Chicago, these ride share drivers headed down to Springfield to lobby lawmakers this week. So we'll see what happens next.
We heard a lot about curfews and the city council yesterday, but we didn't hear a lot about what they said about hemp products. Fill us in, Stephanie.
Yeah, city council actually passed a hotly contested ban on intoxicating hemp products yesterday. So when we're talking about hemp products, we're talking about things like edibles, flowers, and vapes. You kind of see these they've popped up in corner stores and gas stations around the area. And this new ban, these products are currently like considered legally hazy products. And Mayor Brandon Johnson actually might be vetoing the measure that city council passed. He said he might be doing that because, he has serious concerns about how the ban would be logistically enforced. And he wants to keep, he himself has pushed for regulating and taxing hemp. So he might want to keep that option open, too. Meanwhile, the small business owners that we're talking to who have turned to selling hemp because they say they've been locked out of selling cannabis licenses, that's very tightly regulated by the state.
Mm-hmm.
They say that if this ban does indeed take effect April 1st, they say that this will put them out of business overnight. And there is one carve-out that I want to mention. THC drinks, you see these in a lot of restaurants and bars now. Those are not considered hemp products under the measure. So the hospitality industry was very successful at getting those carved out of the ordinance. So if you have a favorite THC drink, that would not be affected by this.
More on that at blackclubchicago.org. Also, the story of Carmine's reopening after a two-year renovation in the Gold Coast. Stephanie Lule, thank you. Have a good one, Steph.